All right, welcome, folks. I can't wait to introduce my guest today. They are just an amazing dynamic duo of truth and courage, and they have a show with us on Brighteon.tv, and they have their own show. It's called Matrix Groove, and you can find that at mg.show instead of .com, just mg.show. It's Jeff and Shady with Matrix Groove. They've been on the air for 4 years, basically busting balls in the realm of politics all over the place. Jeff and Shady, it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for joining me.
Mike, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here with you. It's an honor to know my co-host, partner in justice, Shady Groove, as well. We're so happy to be on the Brighteon.tv platform and with the family of all the amazing patriots. Thank you so much, Mike, for having us. Shady is amazing. Shady, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Absolutely, Mike. You guys over here at Brighteon are doing an amazing job. We really appreciate it. The patriots out there appreciate it. The country appreciates it. And it's just very fantastic to have a platform like yours to stand up and stand in whenever everybody else decided that free speech was no longer important.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm humbled. I mean, all I did was build a platform. It's guys like you that are pushing the boundaries of using it for freedom, for liberty. And it's not just guys, it's also gals too. Lots of great gals on the platform. When is your show airing, by the way, for our audience?
Yep, our show airs every day at noon Eastern Standard Time. We actually do the first hour right there at Brighteon.tv, and then we have it's a two-hour show, and then the remainder of the show is at rumble.com/mgshow.
Okay, perfect. And you have pretty amazing guests on, and you've been involved in a lot of what's going on with the election situation. So I want to ask you right up front for some, like, what is your juiciest election intel about not only what's happened so far, but where you think things are going for the midterms? Because I saw Real Clear Politics is now calling the Senate, or predicting a 53 for the GOP and 47 for the Democrats after the election. I think they put Blake Masters in the win category. What's your take on things?
Yeah, you know, it just seems like there's, you know, the polls, you know, pump the polls. They're setting us up for election fraud again. You know, we know that they tried to steal the election in 2016. They stole it, maybe put the gas pedal down a little too hard in 2020, because
they wanted to be sure.
Yeah, they wanted to be real sure. Now we've got a lot of patriots joining the movement recently after 2020, after they saw it disappear right in front of their eyes, went to sleep and wake up. Oh, my gosh, what happened? Well, the mules happened. We've got the Dominion. We got the Skittle. And now we got the mules, right? We've got the mail-in voting. They're making mistakes already. They're starting to say, hey, China is scanning, you know, our political, you know, candidates' websites. So they're setting up for an outside threat. But the biggest intelligence that we have is that China allegedly is running your elections. That's the bandwidth, the backbone. Your data is in China, and it runs, Mexico, Australia, Canada, and U.S. all in a CCP server. And that's what we've uncovered. So when they say it's the cleanest election, it hasn't been hacked, they're right. They're telling you the truth. The infrastructure, they own it. How do you take over the most powerful country in the world via their voting system?
Well, in other words, you're saying China is the house. Like, if you're in a casino, you're playing cards against the house. It's not like the house is cheating. It's just that the house owns the house, right?
Yeah, great analogy. Shady, you're the gambler, right? You're the one that likes to play the poker. How would you put it? I mean, pretty spot on.
It is spot on, and I think that's the big story that people are having a hard time absorbing, is understanding that this is not about, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there about the, you know, Chinese hacking the elections and all these different stories, but whenever you know the what we've uncovered over the period of the last couple of months here shows a little bit of a different dynamic, recognizing that right now 1.8 million people's PII information has been verified on a Chinese server, allegedly run by this guy Eugene Yu and Connick. And
who was recently arrested. Tell us about that.
Yep. That's right. He was recently arrested in by the LADA, nonetheless. Gascon down there in LA, his office put forth the indictment, seated a grand jury, and put forth the indictment that picked Mr. Yu up in Michigan, week before last, as he was looking, seemingly appearing to flee the country. And so they have actually levied charges, and the media, very interestingly enough, wrote a bunch of articles about how the people talking about this corruption or the information being in China, well, the day before he was arrested, they wrote a New York Times piece attacking us who were talking about this, only to wake up the next morning and see this person being arrested and charged in one of the most Democrat counties in our country.
I think that was the world's record for the fastest time when a so-called conspiracy theory became a conspiracy fact.
It's like a Babylon Bee. You know,
and Mike, let's just rewind. Let's rewind to August 13th, where Shady and I, you know, we were not on Brighton. We actually had to take the day off and did a replay. And we love your producers over there, too, by the way. And we were in the pit with Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht. Greg Phillips runs a group called OPSEC. And he's the one that did the data, you know, the tracking data for the Mules movie. Okay, that's where he comes from. Then you've got Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote, who's been doing this for over 10, 15 years, just totally over lawsuits. And they're trying to break their back on lawsuits right now. But we were at the pit and they turned the cameras off. It was mostly filmed by, you know, RSBN. And we learned the name Eugene Yu and Kanek. So then us and about 100 other influencers were there. And some cream rose to the top. And those, the cream that rose to the top are the ones that are writing the Substack today, like Kanekoa the Great. Kanekoa the Great is amazing. The Authority Q, Cognitive Carbon, CAG Drogo. And there are others, and I'm going to forget them. So please, my apologies. But what I'm trying to, you know, allude to is that we did help further the investigation on Kanek. The FBI, this is the only case the FBI opened is this case. And then they tried to spin it on Catherine and Greg, saying that, hey, Greg, you stole a server from Chinese telecom backbone. He didn't steal a server from a Chinese telecom backbone. They're trying to cover up. Eugene Yu was, in fact, arrested. So, you know, when we say we want to hear, you know, see arrests, we were actually kind of allegedly somewhat sideways handedly involved in this arrest.
Well, and it seems like you and some other folks actually put the DA and the FBI in a position where they couldn't twist it around. Like they had no choice at some point, it seems. Is that right?
They had to follow the grand jury, right? You know, so even if Gascon has the chance to be a hero, and let's hope that we can wave flags to him in the future because you know his politics. But there are rumors that Gigi is what they call him, apparently, saw the evidence and was just floored, even though he has politics different than you and I.
Well, now, okay, let me ask you then, just shifting gears slightly, what about Durham? Because Durham has been a huge disappointment in the minds of many, including, I think, from Trump's point of view as well. You know, there was a lot of hope about Durham was going to, you know, round up all the bad guys, and it's been a big nothing burger, it seems. What's your take on that?
Jay, I'll let you take that first.
Yeah, so that is not the way that I look at it. And a lot of the people that followed along that understood the stuff coming out during the Q operation kind of recognize a little bit different of a dynamic with what has played out here. Effectively, what you've been seeing with the prosecution of Michael Sussman and the prosecution of Danchenko, well, let's just think about it objectively real quick for a second. Think about these guys, who they were, what they were doing, what their operations were with inside the intelligence community. And what's bubbled to the surface is, number one, they had Danchenko on record with the as a confidential human source for 3 years, so he couldn't be interviewed properly. And then they were also diverting the investigations into this guy, Charles Dolan. And Charles Dolan wasn't really on anybody's radar before the Michael Sussman thing came forward. So whenever you go back, and we went through it last week, if you guys would like to go back and see the shows, but we went through the trial as it was moving through. And by the way that Durham was organizing the questioning, he was actually there doing this on his own. You could really tell that what he was doing was he was targeting the FBI. He's targeting the DOJ, and he's targeting their policies and the way that they functionally operate all the time. This isn't like some misnomer right now in this case regarding Durham and the special counsel and looking into this corruption. But what it is it's a process of operation. This is the way the FBI operates. I think a lot of the audience out there can kind of already get that, especially considering how they've been targeting patriots since January 6th. So effectively, what Durham has been able to do is to unravel this, part of his decree by Barr was to initiate and deliver a confidential report to Congress. And so what we are seeing is the uncovering of that and the future embarrassment that it is going to cause, because we all know that these people are corrupt, but we've got to bring the rest of the American people on board. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is for congressional hearings to come out in public and shame these people and bring them up front and have an actual real committee that's Democrat ranking member, Republican ranking member, functioning as a committee for the world. And you know, this whole great layer of alternative media that we've created, that we can suppress the mainstream media narratives about some of that stuff. So don't be too disappointed about Durham.
All of that's got to happen next year, though, then after the new Congress is seated, sure, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And hence the importance of the midterm elections.
Absolutely, 100%.
So it seems pretty obvious that the GOP is going to take over the House for sure. It's just a question of by how much, wouldn't you say at this point?
Yeah. And you know, it's no real quick on the Durham report. It's no shock. It's hard to win a false statement case when the FBI and Mueller were uninterested in pursuing the truth.
Right.
But, you know, he was found not guilty. You know, Kevin Kleinsmith, we knew about him already. We knew about Sussman. We knew about him already. These are low level. Danchenko, Russian guy, hard to get that guy. They couldn't get guys coming in from overseas to testify. These are low level. And if you notice, the FBI was essentially on trial. So,
yeah,
like you said, you know, we need to win the House so we can get real investigations. Maybe not until 2024. You know, I don't know. I hope it's sooner than that. But they might bring, this is my theory, bring Durham in to say, why weren't there any arrests? Probably because, you know, what's his name? Garland. Probably isn't allowing people to get, you know, subpoenaed, right? So there's probably been some obstruction there.
Well, and speaking of that, one of the precedents that the Democrats have really set over the last couple of years is kind of using the House as an executive power to force people to show up with subpoenas, and that they use that to go after Steve Bannon now, who's being prosecuted and found guilty for not showing up, I think, or not providing documents or whatever they wanted from him. But remember when Hillary Clinton said, oh, I don't have to answer a subpoena because I'm Hillary Clinton? But seems like that's not going to fly anymore when the GOP has the House. They're going to issue probably, you know, a hurricane of subpoenas, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, and there should be. And, you know, we, like Ron Paul said back in the day, we played it on the show today, you know, the FBI is basically, seems like it's been crafted to go after people that don't agree with the current administration or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah.
World War II, they did it. You know, they're doing it right now with January 6th. So Republicans and Democrats have both used the FBI in nefarious ways. So I need to get America first. People that really love their country, you know, they got a lot of outsiders going for governor and Senate. And, you know, can you imagine if we really had a true, you know, non-corrupt House and Senate? I mean, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's what we're driving for.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this, because I'm hearing from other people who say that on the ground across America, this country is really more like 70% GOP. Mm-hmm. Even in California, that there's actually a majority that voted for Trump, but that the California Democrats are so well practiced at rigging elections, it's, you know, it's like second nature to them, and they've been rigging it for generations. And also Chicago and Illinois and New York and so on. Would you agree with that assessment, or yeah, what are your thoughts?
And I would throw in the rhinos in that too. Yes. Yeah.
Sure.
I would agree with it, Mike, because I'm out here in Oregon. A lot of people in Oregon is exactly like that. You know, you get outside of Portland and maybe Eugene, Oregon, and you're really, you know, you're in areas with people that are normal, just like you and me. They don't understand what's going on, but they also don't have any control over their government. California is very different because they allow the highest numbers of votes received per candidate to become the nominee. So if you are essentially, you got four Democrats and three Republicans running for the primaries, the two seats in the primary, if two Democrats win the most votes, then those two Democrats are the ones in the primary. So California has a lot of work to do on the infrastructure in the way that they actually form elections before maybe they can move to that point. But I definitely agree with you that what you're seeing in your society right now is you're seeing this veil fall away and people are realizing that these loud voices that are constantly trying to scream at you and tell you, you've got to think this or you have to do that. Those voices are getting quieter and quieter as people realize that the media is what amplifies that a minority, actually, you know, 20, maybe 25% at best of these coastal elite type mentality people are really out there. Most people really want the best for their country. They want to be able to wake up in the morning, go to work, do something productive, build something, go to church on Sunday, raise their families, have good choices, good schools, and sit back on the rocking chair and enjoy life in their later years. And this whole nonsense is really intended to uproot all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like what the Democrats do is they cast spells to create illusions that convince you that you're all alone and that no one thinks like you when you're a conservative. But in fact, most people think like you, and it's all a giant illusion. Let me ask you this. Someone I was interviewing also this week suggested a possibility. I was asking him about false flag, you know, possible false flag events before the election. And he pointed out that he thought there might be really a timing for a false flag event after the election to avoid having the new Congress seated, which I think is on January 10th of 2023. What are you hearing anything about false flags? Are you concerned at all about that? Or do you think we're smooth sailing into the election day here?
Head on a swivel, always. We don't know. I mean, we've been hearing the same kind of things you were hearing, but I don't really know. We have a hard time predicting. But you know, what happens when there's a wild animal backed into a corner? What happens? Right.
Right.
So the percentage is very high. I agree with possibly after too. That's interesting. I'd never heard that take either, but head on a swivel, everybody. And now that, now we're working with another organization called cleanelectionsusa.org and people are watching drop boxes all over the country. Daily Beast is writing about it now. New York Times is writing about it now. I mean, it's all, it's becoming mainstream. You'll be hearing about it soon. And she's been on the show right here on this network, brightn.tv, Melody Jennings and Bannon, and they're going after that. So could they unleash, bad things upon people that are just actually being legal citizens, standing 75 feet away, 100 feet away, whatever the rules are in your country, watching a drop box? There is nothing illegal about it. They want to intimidate. But what it's also doing, maybe it's intimidating the mules as well. So we just got to get involved in our election no matter what, whether it's a poll worker, whether it's a drop box watcher, whether it's, a GOP, political committee person. We've got to get involved, or just bringing people to vote or talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it seems like the mules are not going to work out this time because everybody's going to be watching these drop boxes. I mean, like just putting the camera on the dashboard and hitting record,
That's right. And people are doing that. So they at the Mesa, Arizona drop box last night, the news showed up in force and they're within the legal distance. They did ignore the press. You don't have to answer to the press. You don't have to say anything. You can just say no comment, stand there and do nothing. You are not breaking any laws on a sidewalk with a camera, photographing whatever you want.
Right. It's in a public place.
Absolutely legal. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So then what do you think's going to happen? Let's assume right now, because the polls are definitely trending this way strongly, let's assume that the GOP takes the House and the Senate. Even if it's just a close call in the Senate, what's the Democrats' next play at that point?
Wow, I mean, Shady, I haven't looked that far ahead. That's interesting. Do you have any thoughts on that, Shady? While I think about that.
Well, really, I think that right now they're bracing. They are completely bracing. But at the end of the day, and this may be a little bit outside of the question you're asking, but at the end of the day, we got to get out of this mindset, this political ping pong game is what I refer to it as. It's like everybody's like zoomed in and watching the ball go back and forth and nobody's zooming out and realizing that they're playing a game with you and both people are actually on the same team. And so, at the end of the day, what I would like to see would be, a top or a bottom up reorganization of the way that the money is flowing into these systems, because I don't really care if you're Democrat or Republican. Right now, what we're looking at, what we've uncovered in the last year regarding Arabella Advisor and all of these under pop-up organizations and the 501c4s and the way that they're structuring it and being able to bring these PACs in and all this money. And I know everybody gets all excited on the Republican side. Oh, we're going to raise all this money. You don't need all this money. There didn't used to be all this money. I'm an older guy. There didn't used to be all this money in politics. People were able to run for office just fine. But all of the media conglomerates, you guys know now, the curtain's been pulled back. These media conglomerates are in bed with this uniparty system that is there to protect the uniparty system.
Yes, so, absolutely.
You know, and so it, as far as the Democrats go, a big part of this, I think this is going to break them. I think this is going to break the party. They're going to be splintered into all of these factions. We've got the unbelievably socialist, pseudo-communist out there that are dragging everybody that way. But just like we say on our show every day, Democrats, we need you. We need you to wake up. We need you to understand what is going on. We need you to realize that we are right in the middle with you. We did not change. We haven't changed at all. They keep referring to you, or, you know, extreme MAGA. Today it was MAGA force. You know, like they're referring to all this stuff. But what, we didn't go anywhere. I don't think any differently than I did whenever I learned about all this stuff 20 years ago.
Shady, you bring up a good point, too, because McCarthy said, you know, these aren't the Democrats. Your neighbors aren't these Democrats.
Right.
You know, they're not paying attention. So they're acting like there's these Democrats because they don't know any better, because they're not watching it like you and I, Mike, and Shady. Right. You know, we're hyper focused on it, like you said. But what we have to understand is, you know, we understand about the voting machines, the mail-in ballots, the harvesting. And, you know, Shady was alluding to the how they pay for it. You know, Q, we did follow Q. That's how we came up into this movement. It was Q, not QAnon, that straw man that they keep paying as bad people. But we studied Q. And Q said all foreign and domestic assets are being deployed. And they all have foundations for a reason, stupid. So that's how we found the Arabella Advisors, which links to the 1630 Fund, which leads to Media Matters. You know, so the 1630 Fund, Hans-Jörg Weiss, Omidar, co-founder of eBay, George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates of Hell Foundation, they all pay into this to fund the Democrats. That's why they're always in such lockstep, because they literally are being run by foreign billionaires that want to change your culture, guys. And how do they do it? Through elections. And they do it through foundations. The North Fund, Mark Elias, is funded by Arabella Advisors 1630 Fund. So we actually found the money and how they do it. So that's like the third pillar of election integrity. If you want more on that, mgshow.link/Arabella, all lowercase.
That's so cool. You guys dig into all the fun and you follow the trails and in all the directions in which it leads. And that's a great reason for people to watch your show. But I want to ask you this too. You saw the video just the other day of AOC being trolled by apparently her own supporters in that kind of town hall meeting. And basically they're screaming out, you know, AOC, you're becoming the establishment and you're going to get us into nuclear war. And, you know, we did not see that for years. And now it's coming out. Now it's just like you said, Shady, you're talking about the factions, the Democrats, like the everyday on the street Democrats are fed up with their so-called Democrat leaders. And also, I have a feeling we might see a catfight between Nancy Pelosi and AOC at some point here, which maybe we could sell some streaming tickets for that deal.
I'd buy one.
Yeah, probably Pelosi bring in like a bottle of vodka and smash AOC over the head with her liquor, you know. But it would be entertaining either way. But on a serious note, I mean, what kind of factions do you think are going to come out of this?
You know, and I think it's going to be like, what is going on? You know, everybody's been mind controlled. And I understand, like, people, even the normal MAGA people say, oh, I really don't think Trump should be on Twitter. I really don't like the way he talks. I get it. But did you like the gas prices? Did you like the war in Ukraine? You know, did you like, you know, freedom? I mean, we had a lot more freedom under Trump. And, you know, I have a family foundation and we were able to donate more under Trump than now. So next year, sorry, guys, you know, but I think it's a precipice. People are going to have their own precipice of when they wake up. Is it the gas prices? Is it the food prices? You know, is it, you know, the war in Ukraine? I'm tired of it.
Or the rolling blackouts in the Northeast that are coming. Blackouts.
Yeah. So what is your precipice? You know, and then what we always say is, you know, the truth is learned. It's never told. People have to get on their little Google machine. And I don't care if you use Google or not, but you got to get out and do some research yourself. You know, don't trust what I say. Don't trust what Shady says. Mike, don't even trust what Mike says. When Mike says something, I go Google and go, by God, he's right. You know, or, you know, you got to do is you got to look yourself. The truth is learned. It's never told. And once you start going into that rabbit hole yourself, boom, I mean, it's over. So, you know, when you talk to your friends, talk, what do they like? Do they like child trafficking, you know, issues? Does that, you know, hit their heart? You know, what hits their heart? And talk to them about that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's a very powerful quote you just said. The truth is learned, it's never told.
Yep.
And, you know, you, both of you guys are very much action oriented. Now, I don't mean, you know, in the streets with violence. I mean, doing research. I mean, you're real actual investigative journalists, mm-hmm. you know, in kind of the Project Veritas style of today. James O'Keefe, you know, I would consider to be one of your colleagues because of the deep investigations that you do. But there is something I want to ask you about the Q movement. There's an element of the Q movement, at least I saw this early on, where a lot of people said, you know, sit back and watch the movie. We don't have to do anything. It's all going to be solved for us by somebody else. And I disagree with that stance completely. I think you do too.
Yeah, well,
in fact, real quick, Shay, I'll hand it to you. But that is not what Q said. Those are people telling you what Q said. So if you want to see the Q post yourself, we actually helped develop a site called QAGG.news, right, Shady? Is it QAGG.news?
Yep.
You can read the post yourself. Vote, vote, vote. Get out, get up. What are you going to do? Are you going to stand for your country? Where we go one, we go all is not a Q slogan. It is a movie called White Squall. What we were interested in is what Q actually dropped to us to get that action. Q's, you know, General Flynn says local action, national results. That's exactly what Q is saying as well. But there is another faction of this movement, newer one. It begins with the D and it rhymes with evolution, that is more like that than Q is.
Right. Right. Well, and, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shady.
I just wanted to add to that right there. What you just described is what I would consider a surface Q narrative. And there's quite a number of them, things that were put out by people who did not understand it. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they didn't understand it. But in all reality, we're pretty sure that they're working against it. And that is, you know, what Q did was it teach people that they are the government, teaching people that they have the power to go out and get involved. So it's just very interesting that these narratives bubbled up into the mainstream on both sides, the alt media and the mainstream media, different levying narratives, kind of almost competing narratives that are working against what the message really was, which is what they are hiding from you, which is we own the government in America.
Yes.
The people in DC are not the government. The government is starting in your governor's office and working its way down to your city councilman. Your power is your interface point with the sheriff of your county. These are the relationships that we need to make. We need to make people recognize that their school board is important, and they're realizing that. We need to make people realize that the city councilman is important. For crying out loud, I said it earlier today, the dog catcher at this point isn't doing his job properly. So at the end of the day, what Q was here to do was the opposite of that, to activate people. And the plan, quote unquote, that people misunderstand is actually we the people, not sit around and not do anything.
I'm right there with you. I've started, in fact, saying this phrase, we are the white hats. That, you know, we're the ones we've been waiting for, actually.
Absolutely.
And I think on a spiritual level too, because I interview a lot of pastors and they say the same thing, that God is not here to save you while you sit back and watch. God is here to encourage you to save yourself with God. In other words, God acts through you.
Yeah, he's giving you the tools.
Right.
Let me read this to you real quick. Your voice matters. Your vote matters. Everything you see today is an attempt to eliminate that. To remain silent, living in fear, controlled, is to remain powerless, a moment in time. History has taught us that people will rise, judgment, revolution, day, against the rulers. From the pharaohs to the kings to the elected officials, a rigged system of controlled and corruption, evil, on the backs of the people. Modern day slavery. People will rise again. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take the stand against your devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Q.
I got to tell you, hey, Shady, quick question for you, Shady. Aren't you jealous of how awesome Jeff's voice is?
No.
Because I am. I'm like, yeah. Jeff, you have such an awesome like radio voice. You just demonstrated it right there. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little bit jealous.
Because I like Shady's voice better.
Yeah, I was thinking mine was way better than his, but you know.
Mike, I mean, your voice is kind of good
too. I think it's pretty good. Pretty good, yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
No, I think you got us all beat there, Jeff. You got the pro voice, but nevertheless, it's about all our voices, right? As you were just saying, and we are the white hats. It's we the people all the way. And I love the fact that you're starting to see so many Americans showing up at, you know, parent teacher conferences, school board meetings, city council meetings, and even trolling the city council like Alex Stein does, you know, Alex Stein 99.
He's good.
He's awesome. Right. Love so, and I think that I would really love to see Trump come back and get on Twitter and just troll the crap out of the world for a while. I would really welcome that. It'd be refreshing from my point of view.
Well, I mean, what do you think about that? You got Yay with Parler now. You got Jack with, I guess it's going to be called X. And then you've got, you know, True Social, you know, POTUS Trump. So interesting. And I know Kanye said he's coming to True Social. Will POTUS go to Parler and you know, Twitter? Will we have our voices back? And then we can go back to True Social.
I don't know.
Big meme and then go over to other platforms and spew truth everywhere.
Well, I'm not counting on getting our voices back on any of the mainstream platforms, but I think that we don't need to, because we have all our own platforms now, right? I mean, think about what we're talking on Brighteon.com or Brighteon.tv, or like you said, Yay buying Parler, and you got Truth Social, and we have Brighteon.social too, which is built on the same engine, by the way, as Truth Social. And we've got all these options. And I love the fact that Kanye, I still call him Kanye, I love the fact that he is wanting to purchase a platform and actually do something useful with his incredible wealth, where you have so many people that come out of Hollywood and they just sit on their money, or they just want to spend their life acting all rich and everything. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, Kanye is actually doing something with it.
And remember, they thought you'd follow the stars. So all those people with the money are actually the ones that are, like, you know, leading the sheeple off to the slaughter.
Right.
So he's actually willing to lose it all to just tell you his truth, the truth, and some truth. You know, I've fact checked him on a couple of things. There's some things that I do agree and some things I don't agree, but he has that right. Just like Alex Jones, right? Alex Jones is being, you know, severely sued. He has the right to say whatever he wants. I think it's ridiculous that he has his First Amendment and Sandy Hook, he's filing billions. It just baffles me beyond belief.
Well, there's a pretty good chance that gets overturned by the Connecticut Supreme Court, if not the U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, because there were so many violations of due process in that thing.
Yeah,
I think that they knew that the whole time. They know this is going to get overturned, but they just wanted all the bad press anyway.
They wanted all the headlines.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Durham report was going on and all the other things that are happening that they don't want you to look at.
Yep.
To give a report out there to the people that are listening, maybe the people that are feeling shy or sheepish or in a district where you don't have a lot of support, or you're feeling weak or lost, or like America is going away. I'd just like to bring an encouraging message forward. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of patriots across this country that recognize that the world is looking to us. And we go back to whenever we were a little bit younger, we understand what that means. The younger generation maybe not quite get it right now, but the world looks to us. It looks to you to be what we refer to as the last stand of freedom on planet Earth. And to initiate this and to push this forward, I want everyone out there to know that there are ways you can get out and get plugged in and get involved in your communities. And if there aren't, or if you can't, I want you to know that your prayers are welcome. And there are, like I said, hundreds of thousands of people that are getting up every day and putting their shoes on, grabbing a cup of coffee, and just hitting the pavement as hard as they can go. And so don't listen to the media critique and people out there acting like nothing's going on, nothing's going to happen, because we are making things happen. Change is in the air, and there is God is moving through so many people right now in this movement in a very amazing, positive direction.
And this goes out to Republicans and Democrats, Mike. I mean, we were all played. Corrupt politicians scared us into giving up control of the most basic questions of our lives, right? I mean, at the same time, they gave more power to their obedient followers, all of the Antifas, you know, by keeping the rest of us trapped at home and censored online. But you're not censored on Brighteon.tv, Mike. We love the platform. So just get involved somehow, even if it's just talking to someone.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. And yeah, you don't have to have a podcast. You don't have to have a show. You don't have to be on YouTube. You can just start locally. Just show up at meetings and you know, voice out and just start making connections with people. That's how this happens. All right. Well, guys, this has already been fascinating. I love the fact that you're really inspiring, by the way. You have really positive energy about where things are going. In fact, you've uplifted my mood a little bit here. I guess the podcast I'm about to finish up here won't be as dark in for the last section of it anymore since I talked to you now. So
thanks.
It's like maybe the world's not over.
They forgot at the end of the book. They forgot who wins, brother.
Yeah, very true.
God wins, and we've got to throw the stones, guys. Throw the stones.
What kind of stones are you talking about?
You know, like in the Bible, you got to throw the stones. You know, even though God wins at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
I thought you were talking about another AOC town hall meeting or something.
No.
Don't
throw stones at AOC.
I thought the Democrats are throwing stones.
But Matrix Group Show told them to do that.
Yeah, right. They're going to sue you now.
Allegedly.
It's hit with pebbles, you know. It's like, we have to have the pebble defense posture now.
That's a good.
No, I just think, you know, Mike, lift your spirits up. Listen to Brighteon.tv, the whole lineup. Listen to us at noon. Listen to you, Mike. We need to pump the people up to get them motivated, to get them off their butts. You know, it's really easy to go in and come underneath like one of my posts or your posts and troll. But what are you doing for your country? I mean, just do something for your country. It doesn't have to be big, but doing something for your country.
Yeah, exactly. If they did something for their country and then came and trolled us, we would be good.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Right, exactly. All right, well, folks, the channel to watch on Brighteon.tv, well, it's called Matrix Groove, and it's at 12 noon each day. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
Noon. Yes, noon Eastern.
12 noon Eastern. And also the website is MG, as in Matrix Groove, mg.show. So you can check them out there for the second hour of the show. And it's Jeff and Shady. Thank you guys so much. I was so thrilled to be able to meet you in person in Tulsa at the Clay Clark event. And love all your work and love what you're doing. Thanks for joining me tonight.
We really appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Brighteon.
Absolutely. Brighteon, thanks you. Thanks for all you're doing. Okay, folks, and for all of you listening, feel free to repost this interview if you'd like on your own channels or other platforms as well. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Really happy to have these guys on board spreading the truth. Everybody, God bless America and take care.